Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow, my opening. I'm having a lot of trouble with my openings, man. But hold on, podcast audience. I do apologize, but we're going to get this here going right now. Hang in there with me 1 second, podcast audience. And we're going to get this started right now.
Good evening. And it's time for the Kenny Hodge Podcast.
Good evening, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, and tonight I have a special guest, Brother Alvin Wilson, out of Jersey by way of New York. We're going to talk about black males and high blood pressure. High blood pressure kind of follows black people like sickle cell anemia, but nothing is a better testimony or awakening than to talk with somebody who's gone through what we're going to talk about tonight. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring in my guest, Alvin Wilson, and we're going to talk to you about blood pressure medicines that contain lisinopril. Stand by. Let's have a podcast. Good evening, podcast audience. I apologize for the rocky start, but trust me, we're ready to ride. This evening, I've got a special guest, a very good friend of mine, my main friend, my BFF for real, Brother Alvin Wilson out of Jersey. What's going on, Al?
What's going on, Kenny? How's everything going here?
Hey, man, you know, everything is good. Everything is good. And let me say, I appreciate the fact that you want to share your experience so that we can alert people to, you know, on the whole tip of better health care. And I'll let you get right into the story. But again, black folk, we have a higher propensity to have high blood pressure. And some of the reasons we'll definitely talk about on another show. But understand, high blood pressure follows us. And when you check your blood pressure, and then you attempt to be responsible and take medication so that, you know, you find the problem and take care of the problem. Sometimes, if you're not alert and aware, you could do more damage to yourself. So, Brother Al, what brings us on the show tonight?
Yeah. Well, I had an experience that I wanted to share. I'll start off by telling you that I'm not diagnosed with high blood pressure. I would say for myself, it's more hypertension, and what that is, it's a form of high blood pressure. But hypertension is primarily due to you probably having a higher heart rate per se at that point. Being said. So this being said, I was prescribed high blood pressure medicine for hypertension. And one of the medicines that I was put on was the medicine known as lisinopril. And it turns out that you could be taking that medicine for, I don't know, a year. And in my case, I've been taking it for 6 years. And out of the blue, you can have a reaction. And the reaction is that you would have swelling of the lips, swelling of the tongue, swelling of the throat. In my case, I experienced swelling of the lips so bad that I went to the emergency room and was admitted into ICU for two days.
Let me interject just for a minute. Go ahead. When you say swelling of the lips, then describe that.
Well, I can tell you how it happened. Out of the blue, I had taken a break at work. I was at work, and I had eaten a peach and a chicken sandwich and something to drink, an iced tea, and I went down to the shop. And then when I sat down in the shop doing some paperwork, I noticed that my lip had started to swell, as if I had been bitten by a mosquito or something to that effect. I'm not allergic to anything, any fruits or anything like that. Never have, never was, not even to this day. And then I realized that it was getting worse and worse. So finally, when I got home at night, this is now probably, 12:30, it had gotten even larger. My top lip had started to get bigger. So what I did, when I got home, I spoke to my wife, and she saved me, I would say, because she actually gave me Benadryl, and she gave, and I took two Advils, and I went to try to go to sleep as much as I could. The next morning when I woke up, my lip had gotten even larger, and that's when I realized that I definitely have to be seen by a doctor. So when I went to the emergency room, they immediately tried to treat it, and they knew what it possibly could be, and I'll get back to that. They knew that I'm not allergic to any fruits or anything, because when they give you Benadryl and they give you epinephrine, if you were allergic to any type of fruit, that would counteract it. But nothing was happening when they did that. So then they had to treat it the way that they did, and they were treating it with steroids. And they knew that it was caused from the medicine. And I'll get to this because I'm only one medicine. I only take one medicine, that medicine and vitamins. So it was very simple for them. And I guess the moral to the story is our bodies are like your – if you take your car to the shop and you don't take care of your car, you can't be upset when they say you need a new engine. That being said, when I went to the doctors, it was pretty simple for them because it was just one medicine to check the side effects. And one of the side effects is that this could happen, and that's how they solved it.
Now, when you say this could happen or they check the side effects, I mean, did they check the side effects and arrive at the conclusion that this happens because it's happened so many times, or –
It happened so many times, and the minute I told them what medicine I was on, they had already knew. So that's the direction that they focused on, and it was correct, right? But they have seen this before. This is not a fluke. This happens quite regularly. I guess people just don't really talk about it.
I can understand why they wouldn't talk about it, because who would think that if I've been taking blood pressure medicine, and that's the only medicine I've been taking it for a while, and I wake up and my lip is swollen, who would think to associate that with the blood pressure medicine? Let me see that kind of reaction. I understand it to be real now, because since we've talked, I've looked into it, but who would think that though?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, I hope from this conversation that we're having that everyone starts to think, because if you start looking at any medicine that you're taking, you're going to see a ton of side effects. And some of those side effects are probably worse than the problem that you have, or probably can be. And I say that because a lot of times we wake up in the morning and we say, you know, I'm feeling aches and pains. It may not be from something that you did. It could be one of those side effects. So I would say to everyone, check, you know, your medicine and see if you feel something, and report it to your doctors as soon as possible.
So when you had the conversation with your doctor, they say that this reaction to lisinopril is more prevalent in black people of color?
No, not at all. No. It's just that, you know, it could be a possibility that the research that I've seen, it's not given to just say black people, it's given to anyone, but just the mere fact that possibly that black people are probably more prone to have high blood pressure due to hereditary or lifestyle In my case, it has to be hereditary because I know that my mother and father both had high blood pressure, and I'm not overweight. I'm 220 pounds, 6 feet 5'11", so I'm not overweight. I've never been told to diet, and
So with lisinopril, and did they specifically say that was the cause?
Yes, they said that that was the cause. Yes, and yeah,
because,
they said
you know,
yes.
Because in my military days, I remember on active duty, I was supposed to ship out, and they reckoned, you know, we got to get these physicals before we get on that plane, and they found I had high blood pressure, and they delayed me from going for about 30 days. But that's exactly what they had me on, lisinopril. And the only reason I stopped taking lisinopril, because it was doing its job, but it gave me a nasty cough. And my daughter used to make fun of me and tell me I had a smoker's cough. So after having that conversation with the doctor, he definitely told me that is a direct side effect of lisinopril. It will give you a nasty cough. And I was
not all. See, that's just it. It's not all people. Some people,
right.
To me, I didn't have that. I had no issues other than this one.
I took lisinopril about a year.
I've been on it for 6 years.
Okay. A little longer.
No issues.
Yeah.
What was that?
I said, okay, I took it for about a year. And again, it was doing its job because it lowered my blood pressure, but it just gave me this terrible cough. I mean, so I switched from lisinopril. Well, I didn't switch. I told my doctor about it too. Losartan. And I'm, you know, after hearing it, I'm glad I did. Now, I hope I don't have to call you one day and tell you that my medicine, that Losartan, is doing the same thing. But I did. I took lisinopril, and I came off of it for a different medication.
Well, like I said, each medicine has their own set of side effects, and they don't necessarily affect everyone. Or you may not have any of them. Some people may have some may have none of them. That's just that's the reason why when you see a lot of these commercials and they show a medicine, they say all the side effects because they know that they have to cover themselves because someone may and some have an effect where others just won't. But
yeah,
this one here.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But this one here. This is the one where this could happen to you just out of the blue. In my case, 6 years. I've done some research since then. I've read where a woman, she was on the medicine for 15 years, and then it happened to her. The same
thing. If you've been taking it that long, so now what did they switch you over to, if you don't mind me asking?
It's a new one. I don't have it right now. It's upstairs.
Okay. All right.
But this is the one that was given to me through the emergency room, and my doctor, now I'm under my doctor's care, so what she's going to do, she's going to monitor me on this one to see. I'm looking to see a nutritionist and just maybe try dieting and get off medicine completely. You can't do it on your own. I would definitely do it with my doctor's advice, but I'm looking to try other methods and just maybe because the diet that I've been on this diet, I want to say, wow, for the past 6 years, where I'm just lean protein, no red meat, turkey, chicken, seafood, vegetables, nuts, grains, beans. I've been eating like that, and I don't drink soda.
Yeah, I know how you eat because you're trying to get me.
I just drink tea. I just drink tea.
Yeah.
You know, so the dieting, and no doctor has told me to do that. See, like I said, when I went to the hospital, the doctors told me themselves that I made it easy for them. And I hope that people understand what I'm saying, that if you go to a doctor and you've got a lot of issues already, there's not much they can really do for you in that short period of time. So
right.
I guess your goal is to try to make their job easy so they can save you. I mean, I was pretty much diagnosed what the problem was in the emergency room. There were other people that were put in ICU, and they were probably still trying to figure them out. And that's because I only had one medicine. But if you go there and you're on high cholesterol,
right,
and you're
yes.
on this, and you're on that, all of those medicines have side effects.
And most
all
people.
Of them together,
most of us, we hear of the side effects, but most people don't look into the actual, I mean, what the side effects really are and how they could affect you. Because if I'm taking a medicine for high blood pressure, the side effects that come with it, if I really were to study them upon taking that medicine, then you sit down and make a educated decision. Is the side effects worth what it's going to do for me?
That's
so let me ask
I'm
you
saying.
This, though. When you looked at the side effects for lisinopril, is anywhere in it, does it say swelling of body parts?
No, it doesn't say that, but it does say, like, I think one of them did say something to the effect of stiffness and neck. It said something to the effect of, it had a whole list of them, but for some reason, that was, it's one that's really not listed because it's not one that I guess that they even knew or they didn't let out. Maybe because it wasn't enough people that were affected by it. But if you do the research, you'll find that there are plenty of people. And the some people that are not talking about it, those are the ones who didn't make it because their throats
right.
swell up. I read a story
yeah.
where an individual said he went to the emergency room. He woke up. He said his lips were swelling. On the way to the emergency room, his lip was getting worse. He said while waiting in the ER, it actually went to his throat. And by the time they got him in the back, he had to be put on oxygen. There was another story where a woman said her husband brought her to the emergency room, and she woke up 3 days later in ICU on oxygen, intubated.
All behind lisinopril.
All behind the lisinopril.
Because since you and I have had that conversation, what you went through, I started looking, and, you know, there are, and this is to the podcast audience, if you are on the lisinopril and it's working, again, just a little friendly check with your doctor to make sure everything is good. But there are multiple medicines out there. Well, you got amlodipine, Losartan, Metoprolol. There's quite a few high blood pressure or hypertensive medicines. So don't think because you're hearing the story about how lisinopril was very negative in this case, that's your only option.
They all work in different ways, but some of them have more side effects than others. Some people are not going to be prone to having side effects. So my thing is to try to, like I said, I would not recommend that you just stop. You cannot just stop. If you're going to be taking off any high blood pressure medicine, it's going to have to be done in a controlled setting where they're going
right.
to
gradually reduce the doses to zero.
Right. And in this case, for me, it was an abrupt change, and that's why they would give you that the steroid, because the steroid is going to push all of that, everything out of you that way, in that sense. So that's why they addressed it with steroids. So when I was getting that in the hospital, and when I came home, they gave you the packet. So you took 3 1 day, you know, 5 1 day,
right.
And so forth, down, and then you're done. And I've completed all of that. And you have to do Benadryl as well. You have to do Benadryl. So
your lip is back to normal size. You're feeling good?
Oh yeah, everything went. Put it this way, it happened on Tuesday night. I was in ICU Wednesday. I was downgraded from ICU on Thursday. I was released on Friday. When I left the hospital on Friday, everything was – by Thursday, it was fine. At that point, what they were doing, why they kept me, is because now I was on a different high blood pressure medicine, so they had to make sure that one was the right one, the right combination. And that's
okay.
Just to make sure, just to balance everything out and to make sure. And the other thing is, too – Your blood pressure is going to be elevated if you're on Benadryl and you're on steroids anyway. So it's really you're really not going to get and mine was never crazy anyway. Even with all of this,
right.
The blood pressure was never the issue. Other than the fact, you know, I was tripping because my lip was swollen, but I guess that's normal. You know what I'm saying?
Now that everything is okay, and everything is back to normal. When you sent me that picture, I mean, the first words out of my mouth was, damn.
Exactly. That's what the nurse said because I went up in there, listen, I think I'm a pretty handsome dude. So I went up there with a mask on. When I took the mask on, the nurse said, damn. I said, yo. Wasn't like nobody hit me in the lip or nothing like that. Fix this shit. Let's keep it
wild. Yeah, because if somebody would hit you in the lip and made your lip be like that, we probably would have had to let him go, man. We probably didn't want no problems with that person, man.
No, exactly.
Yeah, but I said, like I said, man, I'm glad my brother, you are right, and appreciative to the fact that you want to pay it forward. You want to alert people to something that we don't talk about a lot. We don't talk about a lot.
People don't talk about it. And I challenge anyone to look this up, and you'll see this is a real thing. And it's scary. It's very scary.
Well, I did look it up, and you're right. I found many pictures of negative side effects of lisinopril. Now, I got to tell you, I didn't look up amlodipine or losartan. I didn't look up any of the others. But when I looked up the side effects to lisinopril, most of the pictures, like 95% of the pictures that they show, were people of color. That's kind of why I positioned the podcast to be that way. But you're right. High blood pressure, again, it don't just single out people of color, but it gravitates that way a much greater percentage. So the fact that it's going to be more prevalent in colorful neighborhoods, we need to hear this, and we need to adjust ourselves accordingly. So if you're on one of these high blood pressure medicines,
we need to learn to eat better. The Rasta has been telling us how to eat for a very long time. Most cultures have been telling us how to eat. We have never really taken consideration and listened on the right ways to eat. We've been eating the wrong foods. We've been conditioned to eat the wrong foods since our times as slaves. We've been eating the wrong foods. We were given the worst food to eat, and we made it a meal. Ham hocks and all of this, you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Hey, wait a minute.
We made it
easy
a
on the ham hocks,
I'm
bro.
Not
easy on the ham hocks, man.
Right. No, but I'm keeping it real. We made it a meal, but it has done this to us. But some people are going to have high blood pressure no matter what you do because it's hereditary. It's just there.
So
and
understanding.
Tell you something else about
Go ahead.
Let me give you this point also about high blood pressure. You got to understand, when you go see your doctor, you're going at a moment in time when you're driving there, let's just say, hypothetically, somebody cuts you off, you could be mad and excited about that. Now you go to this doctor, the doctor's seeing you in that moment of time and check your high blood pressure. Or, you see what I'm getting at? Or you could be stressing about something from the night before. You know, see, so
well, see,
a lot
this
of...
This is why one of the
Excuse
reasons,
me?
This is why one reason they make you take the 5-day test, you know, for 5 days, same time of day, I had to have my blood pressure taken. So
exactly.
then they could get a better average of if they need to prescribe blood pressure medicine or not.
Who's they?
Military doctors. I mean,
exactly.
I go through my stuff through the VA.
But that's not a civilian doctor's practice to do that. When you're in the military, you belong to them. So they're going to keep you. They can keep you. You can't make nobody get no 5-day nothing out here.
Yeah.
I was in the military with you, Kenny. Keep it 100. You can't make them.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't
they own that ass and you won't be ready to go. I hear you, man.
Go 5 days out here. See,
yeah, 5 days every
so
day.
You
at
have,
the same time, I had to have my pressure
checked.
Yeah,
that's a controlled setting, of course.
Okay.
That's a controlled setting. You don't have the luxury of doing that in the real world. Unless
you're
hospitalized.
Right. One of the benefits now, I think that, you know, most people are not aware of the swelling of the lips. And it seems to be, in my research on lisinopril, it's only the lip that swells. I didn't see any arms or legs. It's just either, and it's just top or bottom lip. Both lips don't swell for some reason.
But in some cases, though, it goes from the lip to the tongue to the throat.
All right, okay. So if you're taking high blood pressure medicine, and again, maybe this isn't a side effect that's widely known. If you take, and especially with lisinopril, because that's what our show is about today, and you're taking that medicine, and you wake up, and your face is swollen, your lip is swollen, well, when you report
to
the hospital,
when
you get there, you might want to let them know off the bat, because just like in your case, Al, you only took one medicine. But if you let the doctor know you think this might be a reaction to lisinopril, it gives them a different avenue and a quicker avenue of approach to attack your situation and neutralize it.
Exactly. Exactly. And the moral to the story is let's all try to get off medicine, period. I mean, if we need it, we need it. I mean, yes.
Right.
But if
yes.
there's some medicine that I would say, let's just try to do things in our everyday life so that we don't have to be on them. I mean,
dieting. That's the best of everything. If you know, eat right, keep yourself active,
eat right.
and miss all that medicine. But that's just not going to happen. But we're going to try to promote it. In fact, as far as me trying to promote it, I got to try to do it myself because I'll work out for 2 hours just to have a Big Mac.
I wish this podcast reach out to someone who may be a nutritionist or whatever and call in or whatever or reach out. I'd like to hear from some people. You know what I'm saying? I would love to hear that.
We went live now, and this is going to get posted. And I've got a lot of doctors and professional medical people within my friend group. So we're gonna keep this conversation going. But before we sign off, you get closing remarks, my brother.
Listen, this is just my testimony. I am not a doctor. I'm just saying there's something that had happened to me, and I had this weight on my heart that I wanted to discuss this with Kenny, and he suggested that we should bring this forward. And I feel good knowing that this happened, and I hope I help some people and save some lives. And if you experience something like I did, don't hesitate. Get yourself to an emergency room as soon as you can. And if you have some Benadryl at home or something to that effect, you might want to try that. I'm just saying, this is what happened to me. You know,
And on that note, I thank you, my brother. Kenny Hodge on the podcast. Till the next time. Good night.
Good night.